Russia insists it's pulling back some troops. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Do we want war or not? Of course not.
That's Leader Vladimir Putin, but the U.S. and NATO say they can't verify a troop pullback, believing more Russian troops may be moving closer to Ukraine. The U.S. has warned an invasion would lead to severe punishment, which the Russians could then punish us for.
Fox has learned Russian cyber attacks may target critical infrastructure like electrical grids and government communication systems, and it could even look like last year's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. You'll remember it led to gas shortages all across the southeast.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni at the Capitol. President Biden's ordered the National Archives to release Trump White House visitor log records to the House Democrat-led committee investigating the Capitol riot. Three fired Minnesota police officers keep telling their side of the story in a trial related to George Floyd's much-protested death. Fox's Jeff Manasso following it live.
Dave, former Minneapolis police officer Tu Tao is back in the witness stand after telling jurors Tuesday that his role in George Floyd's deadly arrest in 2020 was to control traffic and onlookers, and that he relied on fellow officers to care for Floyd's medical needs. Tao, J. Alexander King, and Thomas Lane all charged with violating Floyd's civil rights. Former officer Derek Chauvin pled guilty in the case to spare him more jail time following his conviction on state charges last year. The three officers also face a criminal case later this year. Dave.
Jeff, inflation may be surging at a 40-year high, but we're still buying.
Americans were still shopping and eating in restaurants last month, even though they were paying more, and there were disruptions caused by the COVID Omicron variant. Retail sales rose 3.8% in January.
Fox's Jenny Casola on Wall Street. A sell-off is giving back some of yesterday's surge. The Dow's down 250 points. The Nasdaq's falling 150. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two deputies are said to be lucky to be alive in Texas the day after bullets just barely missed vital organs when they were shot last night in Katy, Texas. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says they were able to
return fire, fatally striking the suspect.
Also in Texas, the man who inadvertently shot a 9-year-old girl, police say, is facing charges. Now, he had just been robbed at an ATM in Houston, police say, on Monday, and took a shot at the attacker that missed and hit Arlene Alvarez riding in the back of her father's truck as they drove by. She died the next day. A missing girl in New York found alive.
The parents of 6-year-old Paisley Schultes back in court 2 days after the child reported missing since 2019 was found by police. Discovered Monday under the staircase of her paternal grandfather's house in Saugerties, New York, in a small, cold and wet space. She was with her mother, Kimberly Cooper, who police say, along with the father, Kirk Schultes Jr., took Paisley when the couple lost custody of the girl and her sister. The child, found to be in healthy condition, has been reunited with her sister and her legal guardian. Cooper, Schultes Jr., and his dad all charged with child endangerment and custodial interference. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Parents angry at the San Francisco school board over COVID and racial policies fired three members last night in a recall election. A teacher in Newton, Massachusetts has been fired at a preschool now closed over this.
The teacher had the toddlers paint black faces on paper plates and then hold them up in front of their own faces as part of a Black History Month project. The director of the IC Kids Montessori School was away at the time, but took immediate action when a parent brought it to her attention. The decision to close the school was made after news of the incident circulated on social media and fears that protests could put the children at risk. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
At the Olympics, the U.S. men's hockey team knocked out in the quarterfinals by Slovakia. The American women will play Canada for hockey gold late tonight. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.